Study Confirms the Truth About Masks and Children by Ian Miller at brownstone.org. It's late 2024, and masking has managed to remain a contentious issue. Years of misinformation from supposed experts like Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx and organizations like the CDC have convinced millions of very smart people to believe that masks are an effective tool to reduce the transmission of respiratory viruses. This applies also to the flu, despite those same experts and organizations somehow neglecting to recommend masks for the decades of flu seasons pre-2020. Forcing anyone to mask, given the substantial and robust evidence base showing conclusively that masks don't work, was an indefensible policy decision. But specifically forcing children to mask was decidedly much, much worse. And not just because it was a pointless exercise in pandemic theater, with zero evidence of efficacy, but because it was actively causing harm too, as a new study shows. New study confirms harms of masking children. A new study co-authored by Tracy Beth Hogue delves into the side effects of masking, a subject completely ignored by experts and politicians desperate to exert control over individual behavior. And in their discussion, it's immediately obvious why their research and conclusions will be completely ignored by the mainstream media. There is a lack of robust evidence of benefit from masking children to reduce transmission of SARS-CoV-2 or other respiratory viruses, they explain. Couldn't have said it better myself. The highest quality evidence available for masking children for COVID-19 or other viral respiratory infections has failed to find a beneficial impact against transmission. Mechanistic studies showing reduced viral transmission from use of face masks and respirators have not translated to real-world effectiveness. Identified harms of masking include negative effects on communication and components of speech and language, ability to learn and comprehend, emotional and trust development, physical discomfort, and reduction in time and intensity of exercise. It's a masterpiece. No notes. As the Cochrane Library Review explained, as the data shows, as decades of accumulated evidence confirmed, masks don't work. For anyone, but especially for children, who could not wear or use masks properly, even if they were shown to have worked. Which they did not. Experts demanded and politicians mandated that they wear them anyway, based on speculation, hope, and mechanistic studies that were conclusively disproven. And the harms were remarkable. Negative effects on communication and components of speech and language. Ability to learn and comprehend. Emotional and trust development, physical discomfort, and reduction in time and intensity of exercise. Just, you know, the basic building blocks of human development that children need to grow as well-adjusted, physically and mentally healthy teenagers and adults. As Hogue and the other authors explain, this necessarily means that forcing children to mask fails any objective standard of harms and benefits. Effectiveness of child masking has not been demonstrated, while documented harms of masking in children are diverse and non-negligible and should prompt careful reflection. Recommendations for masking children failed basic harm-benefit analyses. The next section is a complete dismantling of the CDC and the U.S. public health bureaucracy, how they handled COVID, and how poor an example this sets for future pandemics. In many locations in North America, children as young as 2 years of age were required to wear face masks daily for multiple consecutive hours, both indoors and outdoors, in school and childcare settings, 1, 2. This stood in stark contrast to European countries where masking was never recommended for children under the age of 6 and, in many countries, never under age 12, 3. The United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, S. child masking recommendations deviated substantially from international guidelines, 3, 4, 5. The CDC continues to recommend masks for children down to age 2 in certain settings, 1, 6, and this is in the absence of strategies for exiting these restrictions. In the event of a future public health threat, clear and consistent communication from public health officials about the criteria that will be used to withdraw temporary public health recommendations while data are gathered could serve to ease public anxiety, lessen distrust, and facilitate a return to a more normal life wherein ineffective recommendations are promptly discarded. It's a calm, thorough demolition of the incompetence and authoritarianism of the U.S. public health establishment. They repeat that there is no evidence to support masking children and explain that there is no real-world evidence showing the effectiveness of child mask mandates, with zero randomized controlled trials conducted to determine whether masking kids would prevent the spread of COVID. It's inexcusable to mandate a policy with no evidence, but even worse considering the demonstrable harms. Speech, language, and learning, humans rely on visual information provided by a speaker's face to decode speech. Seeing mouth movements and facial gestures accelerates recognition of words and enhances speech comprehension. 12, 19, 20, 21. The integration of audio and facial information is crucial to speech perception and development. Visually impaired children often have delays in speech and language development, 22, which may be due, at least in part, to reduced ability to perceive, they write. Masks prevent children from learning, from seeing mouth movements to facial gestures. They fundamentally detract from a child's ability to develop speech and language, among many other problems covered in the full study. These harms were well known before COVID. This isn't new information, and it's obvious common sense. So why did public health authorities ignore it in favor of promoting evidence-free policies and mandates? There are few reasonable explanations: panic, fear, or incompetence. Likely some combination of all three. Forcing their absurd, fatalistic, hyper-safetyism on adults was and is one thing. Imposing it on children is another. And their refusal to admit they were wrong meant the growth and development of kids were most certainly harmed and stunted for years, while ensuring that there would be terrified, misinformed parents who would continue to force their kids to wear masks indefinitely. When you consider those consequences, rationality fades, and a disturbing likelihood of malicious intent becomes a lot more realistic. Republished from the author's Substack.